Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Let's talk about rents. Do you think landlords should be allowed to charge whatever they want for a property? Now, the reason I want to ask you this is because of a message that we received. And it says, "Hi, Niall. I have just come across an advertisement for a house for rent in Lucan. It's a two-bedroom house for rent in Lucan for €2,000. This is extortionate. The house is tiny and in a rather isolated area. I can't help but think this is the reason we have a housing crisis. There should be a cap on how much a landlord can actually charge for a property. This is more likely double the price of a mortgage repayment on this particular house. How can anyone earning the average wage afford to pay €2,000 a month just to rent a small little house? You wouldn't even fit a family into it. They are capitalising on the worsening housing crisis, and I think it's sickening. There should be some sort of cap so landlords cannot overcharge people rent. Something that landlords cannot find a loophole around. Berlin has introduced a 5-year rent freeze. Maybe this is something we should think about. I know Sinn Féin is talking about a 3-year rent freeze, but we should backdate the freeze so landlords can't hike the prices. Maybe you could discuss it on your show sometime. Thanks. George." Japers, George. You had a lot to say there, didn't you? Now, George, he makes a point. But I'm not going to agree with George, and I'm going to tell you why in a second. I mean, he's clearly angry that landlords are charging high rents, but do you agree with him that serious rent caps should be introduced? Now, a rent cap is based basically on the average rental price in the area. So if there's a pressure zone and a rent cap in place, you base it on the average rental price in the area. And there's also a formula to that as well, based on the value of the house and all that kind of carry on. He mentioned Berlin. And I had a good look at what's happening in Berlin. In June last year, Berlin's government approved a plan for a 5-year freeze on rents aimed at taming soaring housing costs in the German capital. Now, the legislation follows huge pressure from residents angry that rent hikes are making the city, or should I say, making the city where 85% of the people rent their homes unaffordable. The city's housing senator said that rent cap, which was planned to take formal effect in January this year, would be backdated to the 18th of June to prevent landlords rushing to raise the rents before the proposal becomes law. The senator said that the new law would put a stop to the serious rent increase in recent years and calm the overheated rental market. Now, Sinn Féin have suggested a 3-year rent freeze if they get into power, but we know what's going to happen. They'll say, oh, well, there's going to be rent freeze from such a date, and all the landlords will put up the prices. So today I want to talk about renting in Ireland. Are you affected by it? Are you paying extremely high rent and believe that something should be done about it? Maybe you are a landlord who completely disagrees with any sort of rent control because it's a free market. I want to know what you think. And I want to talk about renting in Ireland and ask you what you think should be done about it. Do you think landlords should be allowed to charge whatever they want, basically, for their own properties? Or would you be in favour of a more socialist option, whereby rent control is decided by the state and the landlord basically can't charge what he wants? I want to get your thoughts on renting today. Should landlords be entitled to charge whatever they like for rent? 2,000 is a lot for a two-bedroom house in Lucan, let's be fair about it. But it's his house. My idea is he can charge what he wants. That's his. Let me know what you think. The number is 087. You can WhatsApp or text 087-188-0008. Imelda.
Hello.
Hello, Imelda. Imelda, you are a landlord.
I am a landlord, yeah.
Okay.
But I was a tenant there for a couple of years as well.
Right, okay.
And I found that some landlords won't keep the property up, Dave.
Right, so they don't...
The one property I rented, it was like... a dungeon, I'll call it.
A dungeon.
It was like a dungeon. The windows were so dirty, it took me a week to clean the windows.
Right.
And when I had the windows cleaned, I discovered all the panes were loose. And I asked for someone to fix them, and I was sick of waiting. I sealed the windows myself.
Right.
So it stopped the wind coming in the window, leaving the windows fall out onto the street. And now I'm a landlord, and my house is worth $400,000. And I have tenants from hell in it.
You have tenants from hell?
Yeah. Don't pay the rent, don't pay the ESB, don't pay the gas, don't pay the rubbish.
Right.
I have had the local authority been on to me several times about not paying the rubbish, and the rubbish is piling
and
up.
And okay, so where do you stand, you know, legally from, I mean, can you ask them to leave, and how much notice do you have to give them? And where
have given them 28 days notice. No rent being got paid, no ESB being paid, no gas, because there's a child under 18. I'm liable to pay for the gas and the electricity because the child is under 18.
So
I'm out of pocket.
It's costing you money to have them there.
Yeah.
As well as you're saying what damage they're doing. Yeah. And
so, I have a house that I own outright. I'm lucky. I don't have a mortgage. But I'm actually paying rent in another county because I got a job in another county and it was taking me 2 hours to drive to work and it was killing me.
Right, so you believe that you believe, Imelda, that landlords like yourself don't have any rights?
We don't have any rights. Because the house that I'm renting off another person is absolutely delighted because since I moved in, I got permission to paint the house.
Right.
I got permission to do up the house the way it suits me. Because I have a sister in a wheelchair.
Yeah, and I don't see any landlord would have a problem with that. As long as you did it properly, they wouldn't have a problem with that. But getting back to your own situation, so you're in a situation now where you have a house, you've thankfully no mortgage on it, but you're getting no rent for the last... How many months have you not got rent for?
7 months.
Seven months?
Yeah.
And the people are still living there?
Yeah, because they have to get 4 28-day notice, in the quitting notice, you name it.
And what's the possibility of you getting that rent back when you eventually get them out? None. Probably.
None.
That's
awful.
I'm
out of pocket. House is absolutely wrecked. I got safety tiles for the kitchen and the hallway and the bathroom downstairs for my sister who's in a wheelchair. And I've heard from a friend of a friend that all the tiles are going to have to be pulled up because they've cracked them with a hammer.
And are you, I don't know the legalities, but are you allowed to go in and inspect the house? It's your house. I imagine you are allowed to go in and inspect it.
Go in, but they've refused me access. They've refused auctioneer. And they've refused my...
But it's your house. Can you not just go in and say, hey, I'm the landlord. I want to have a look around. It's my house.
They can actually squat in the house for 12 months if I went in without their permission.
They can squat for 12 months if you go in without their permit. This is...
Yeah.
I find that awful. Now, I understand you can't be just walking in unannounced. You know, that would be an invasion of people's privacy. Somebody, by the way, says you cannot be liable for gas or ESB for tenants as it goes into the tenant's name.
No, it couldn't go into the tenant's name because my contract wasn't up. That was my problem.
So, and you were saying once there's a child under 18, what does that mean?
That means you can't turn off electricity or gas.
Oh, you're not allowed to turn it off because there's a minor in the house.
Yes.
Right, I get you.
They
right.
brought that in a couple of years ago before...
Oh, well, I can understand the reasoning behind that, all right, but yes, I can see where that can be abused too, yes.
Yes.
Because he is, or just 18, or whatever, yeah.
At the moment, I have a direct debit for the gas and electricity, and it's between 2 and 6 every month.
Right. That's...
So I'm actually dreading when I get a text message, there's an ESB bill being taken out of my account. Or a gas bill.
That's a terrible situation, Imelda. And I'm assuming you have been to the Residential Tenancies Board.
I've been on to the accountant, I've been on to my solicitor, I've been on to the auctioneer. You name it, I've done it.
And nobody can speed up the process for you?
Nope.
I'm sorry to hear that, Imelda. Look, it's good for people to hear that there's another side to these stories. You know what I mean? There's the landlord who loses out, and you're well out of pocket at this stage.
I'm well out of pocket. I actually ended up out of work because I had a major blackout with high blood pressure and distress.
Could you imagine if you lost your job? Where would you live? I mean, considering you've a house worth 400 grand, somebody else is living there and not paying any rent, you can't get them out, you'd be out on the streets.
I'm on disability for the last 3 months because I lost my sight with high blood pressure and the stress of this.
I'm really sorry, Imelda. That's a terrible story. I'm sorry to hear that. I know it kind of goes off the topic a little bit, but it is a terrible story. All right, I want to move on as well. Patrick, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Patrick? Thanks for that, Imelda.
Hi, Niall.
There's two sides to every story. There is landlords out there, and they're not evil people with cloaks on them running around trying to rob everybody. But in saying that, you know, when you see a rent €2,000 in Lucan for a 2-bed house, it is a bit much, isn't it?
Oh, it is. Like, but you see... Over, I suppose, years and years, successive governments have been at fault with maybe lack of housing and obviously supply and demand. And if there's less supply, well, then there's more people demanding to get a house. So
of course,
the price
yep.
is going to go up. You know, so
but is that just not the free market?
Well, some of it is, but if you don't have social housing, and then if the cost is too dear, well, then people have to rent. So either way, you know, you can't alleviate the price of the rent.
Yeah, but if I own like Imelda, if I had a 400,000 house spare, so to speak, right? And I wanted to rent it out, no matter where it happens to be, is it not my business how much I rent it out? For sure, if I charge too much and nobody wants to rent it, so that's my problem.
Well, you know what that's I mean? It. Oh, that's absolutely it. But you see, because there's no what you call them, other than rent, they can charge that price anywhere at the moment.
But would you agree with restricting landlords and what they can charge?
No, I wouldn't restrict them at all. But I'm saying if there was way more supply, I suppose, the price would probably come down.
Absolutely, yes. Of course, because there wouldn't be the demand there for the rental properties in the first place, of course, yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing, you know. So, and then this other thing about these builders build these apartment blocks and stuff, and they can sell them to some other funds or something from abroad, like out of Ireland, you know.
Vulture funds, yeah.
Vulture funds.
Well, I mean, that's like a nasty name for investment companies, yeah, but... You know, but mind you, let's be clear about vulture funds, right? Or investment companies, as they're better known. Without them, our country would be sunk.
Oh, yeah, true. But, well, you see, the Irish probably aren't buying the one-off apartments and things because maybe the contractors don't want them to buy those anymore, you know? The ones
Well, I mean, we have to take the bad with the good. Yes, they are greedy. Yes, they are buying up large housing estates and holding on to them for a while and then selling them off at a higher price to make money, because that's what they do. But in saying that, when times were bad here and we needed them, they came in and they invested. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so. And then, of course, hoarding land banks is another thing. Then they're not building because they're waiting for the price to go up again, like, you know.
Yeah.
So that has a knock-on effect down the line.
Okay, so realistically, should a landlord be able to charge, even though I know you're telling me who's caused this problem in the first place, I don't disagree with anything you've said, but should I, as a landlord, if I was a landlord, be able to charge whatever I want?
What you want, and if the choice was there, then the people could go elsewhere and get it cheaper, like, you know, in normal
circumstances, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, and... That's the way it goes. Like if there's two guys in a restaurant selling the same steak, like, next door to each other, and one is cheaper than the other, well, then the one that's the cheapest will probably get the sale, you know?
Well, yeah, depending on, you know, what you're wanting from a restaurant. I would agree with you. All right, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. Just some of the messages that are coming in on WhatsApp as well.
Landlords should be able to charge whatever they want to have these extra properties to make profit, not to appease social issues. That's their future, it's their pension, they need it, that's their plan, you know. Fair play to them, they should charge whatever they want, whatever the market, whatever they can get in the market.
Yeah, my thoughts kind of exactly, Jim, are you there?
How are you, Niall? All right?
Yeah, that's kind of my thoughts exactly. It's their property, it's not their job to be, you know, the moral guardians and be responsible for the social problems of society.
Profit is everything, isn't it?
What?
Profit is everything.
Well, for them it is, yeah.
Well, let's take, for example, that the way the whole market is distorted at the moment, for example, where you have landlords that are out there renting properties and a three-bedroom house, and I know this for a fact on numerous occasions, where they have up to 10 or 12 people in that house charging them 100 quid a head per week. Now, that basically puts in an income of a grand a week, which would be 4 grand per calendar month. So that's why...
And by the way, if they're doing that, that's illegal, by the way.
Loads doing it. The dogs on the street could tell.
Oh, absolutely. But it is illegal. So they're clearly not registered with the RTB.
And that's the reason why there should be controls.
I don't agree with legislative controls around regulations and living areas and space that people are entitled to. I don't disagree with that. There should be regulations, and there are regulations, by the way. Whoever's doing that is breaking the law. But don't be looking at the extreme cases. I'm not saying that's not happening, because it is happening, and I know it's happening, right? And there's also people, by the way, out there who have social housing who are renting it out and living in their mother's house. I know that's happening too. So they're all people who are abusing the system. But I'm talking about your average landlord. He owns a house, a three-bed house in Lucan, or a two-bed house in Lucan, or Malahide, or whatever it happens to be. Should he be allowed to charge what he wants to rent it out?
They're in the business to make profit. If they feel that that's what they want to charge, I say that's their entitlement to do that, because the property belongs to them. What I'm saying to you is that in everywhere else in Europe where there is rent caps and controls, rent on houses and apartments and that, that should come into play here. Okay, obviously, if you have three bedrooms, could be done up to the nines, and it's worth a lot more. And then, okay, obviously, there has to be an exception to the rule, to the quality of the house. But I believe that the free market has the way things are, the way it is at the moment, and that's not good.
Well, it's only, I mean, Patrick makes a good point. It's only not good because of the problem, I suppose, the position the government have put us in over the last 20 years by not building enough social housing. That's what's created this problem.
I mean, look, there's ways around everything. And I heard that other woman talking about she couldn't get into the house and things like that.
That's
and
disgraceful, carry on.
No, there is a way around that. And one of the simple ways, and I had this myself, where basically we had a property let out, but I kept one room for myself. And it was only a miniature box room that you could fit a bed into. But I always had access to that property. And as long as you do that, you'll be always together. If you're able to forfeit a bit of space and put a bed in it and say, you're going to rent the property, but you keep that space there for yourself to come in and get out, you'll always have access to the property and you won't have any mess.
Could you put that in the stipulation of a rent that one room is not being rented to you?
I had a situation where in a property rented out and one person refused to move out after being given, it was nearly a year's notice. And in the end, anyway, basically what I had to do was I had to get somebody to go in and who wasn't probably, I suppose, I'll put it this way to you, the cleanest of persons and would leave the door open when they were in the bathroom and they were gone in within 24 hours.
Right.
You know, terrible that you have to do stuff like that in order to get back what's rightfully yours. But had I not had that ability to access the property, who knows how long they would have been there.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of the texts coming in, advice for Imelda and what she should do. Somebody else said she should get a friend to pay them a visit. I don't agree with any kind of illegalities there.
No, no one's going to say it's threatening people, but I'm saying that as a landlord or as an owner of a property, if you can retain a small space enough to fit a small bed into a property and say, well, look, I'm going to rent it to you, but I might want access to that every so often, then you'll always have access to your property. And if that's written into the lease, you'll have no problem.
Oh, I was saying there a second. I was a landlord in Galway City charging $800 a month for a two-bed modern apartment. I got the hell out of renting. It's due to the tenants not maintaining the property. At one time, costing me $5,000 to do it up. Tax on income over 50%. Maintenance fees, PRTB fees, registration fees, accountancy fees, etc., etc. Selling was the best thing I ever did. I know a lot of landlords that feel the same way. There's so many regulations now and so many charges and so much tax, it's actually not worth being in the business anymore of actually renting your property. But then again, it might be your property and you either rent it or sell it. Do one or the other. It's your investment for the future, I imagine, if that's what you're doing. And some people might have a mortgage. It could be a negative equity. So you're not going to be able to sell it. You were lucky that you could sell yours and get your money back at least anyway. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The question I'm simply asking today is, should landlords be allowed to charge what they want? David, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, David?
How you doing, Niall?
David, I mean, I this came from an email that I got from a person who saw a house for Lucan for €2,000, a two-bedroom house in an isolated area in Lucan for $2,000. It's an extortionate price. It's a lot of money. But should the landlord be allowed to charge what he wants?
I believe a landlord should charge what he wants. It is a lot of money for a small property, but, like, they've worked hard. A lot of these landlords have worked hard to get second properties or however many properties they have for their pension, for their future, for their plan. And like that, if the government can't provide houses or provide housing, why should landlords or anybody have to pick up the slack? You know what I mean? Like, why should they have to pay for social downfallings on someone else's behalf?
But with the argument is we're in the middle of a housing crisis and people need somewhere to live. Landlords do hold the key, so to speak, because, of course, they're the only ones with available properties, really, at the moment. And, you know, and people are just being rented out of the market. They can't afford it.
In the areas they want. Well, why not move further out?
Well, so that's not always possible. I mean, I would agree with you, for example, if somebody's unemployed. But if they have a job, that can be very difficult. You know what I mean?
I can, yeah. But, like, anywhere on the commuter belt, if you want to live in city centre or even, like, inside the M50, the city side of the M50, it's more expensive than outside. If you lived in Kildare or Wicklow or Meath, there is plenty of transport there. There's buses, there's trains.
Yeah, okay, actually, I'm going to agree with you. Sorry, I'm not going to disagree with you on that because you're 100% right. Because I've only spoke to somebody recently who wants to buy a house, but they want to buy a house near their mother. And I'm going, and they're moaning that they can't afford it. And I said, but you'll get something cheaper, easier to get to work probably, from the other side of the city, you know, out the M1, out past it, if you want to go up towards the Knoll or whatever it is out that way. easily accessible to the M1. But I know, want to live near my mother.
If that's a luxury, do you know what I mean? Like, you have to live by necessity more so than luxury. You can't always get what you want.
Yeah, you're right, you're right. You have to live within your means, don't you? You have to cut your cloth.
Exactly, yeah.
David, I'm starting to agree with you now. Is anything else? David, do you want to just take over the show here, do you? Because okay, so do you believe that the government should regulate it in any way, shape or form? Like in Germany, they've brought in rent freezes. And as you know, we have pressure zones over here. In other words, it bases it on the average rent in the local area. You know, do you believe there should be, the government should take temporary measures even while we have a housing crisis to say, well, look, you can't charge more than a certain amount in a particular area?
I don't know. Maybe they should subsidise it a bit more, increase the HAP limit, something like that. But it's not up to the landlord or the people who own the properties to pick up where they've let everyone down. Do you know what I mean? Why should someone's future, someone's pension, someone's plan that they've worked hard to achieve be jeopardised because the improper planning has caused this crisis?
Well, actually, to be fair, because I'm going to just go very quickly to Helena. Sorry, Helena. You'd be from the kind of Lucan area, right? You'd be familiar with the area, okay? This is a huge amount of money, of course, €2,000 for a two-bedroom house. You said to me earlier on, this is ridiculous and there should be controls over it. David makes a really good point. You know, if you don't want to live in Lucan or you need to go to Dublin to work, sure, just go somewhere else where the rent is cheaper.
Yeah, but in Dublin there isn't rent that's cheaper.
No, you really can go out to, you could go out to Balbriggan, you could go out to the Knoll, you could go.
They're
up
not
to,
much cheaper though,
Niall.
Most well,
they
the
are.
Rents now are going between 1,500 a month.
Well, you wouldn't pay £2,000. The point is, David is saying you just want to not you personally, but you just want to live there. Now, you argued earlier on with me that there should be controls.
I think there should be some sort of control. Yeah. I don't see why a house in Lucan, for example, just because that's what we're talking about, where the mortgage repayment is clearly probably about between €1,000 and maybe 1,500, why a rent would be €2,000. I don't understand how that's even logical.
Well, but you don't have to understand it. The point that David is making is it's his house. He can do what he wants with it.
I'm not looking to rent it.
And I'm just saying. You don't have to understand it. It's not up to, you know, why do you need to understand it?
I think there needs to be, I know you're going to say it's business, there's no fairness, but there needs to be a reason or an explanation as to why it's €2,000 a month. Like if a house is tiny, if it's only a two-bedroom house, you're not going in buying some miraculous house. You're buying your bog-standard house, okay. Renting your bog-standard
house. Okay, let me give you an example. I look on Dundee and let's say I want to buy a BMW 3 Series, say 2011, and the average price is €12,000, let's say, right? And I see one for €17,000, right? And it looks exactly the same as all the €12,000 ones. Do I have a right to ring the owner and say, why are you charging that much money?
No, but that's a luxury.
No, well, it's not. It's the same thing. It's a free market. It's a free market.
I know. If you need to live somewhere, though, it's very different to buying a BMW.
But it's not. But it's not landlord's responsibility to make sure. No, but it's not a landlord's responsibility to make sure you have somewhere to live.
It's not a landlord's responsibility. No one ever said it was their responsibility.
Sorry. What did you say, David?
You could live in Newbridge. You could live in Kildare. You could live on a train line. Just because you want to live in Lucan, it's supply and demand. If the oil reserves run low, price of petrol goes up. Housing supply goes low, price of housing goes up. It's natural. That's just the way it is.
No, you're right. That is the way it is. But I'm not saying. By the way, just for
no, it's not you. We're not talking about you.
Who's
no,
complaining about this
we were just debating it earlier.
But I think, like, there's not a lot of places you can go now. Is the problem from some people would say is there's not a lot of places you can go where your rent is anywhere below 1,500. So that's really unaffordable for most people on a, you know, your average wage, to get anywhere. That's affordable to rent. It'd be different if you're buying a house, fair enough, but renting a house, you're only there for a temporary, you know, as a temporary measure because you haven't bought a house yet or whatever. Or maybe somebody wants to rent for the rest of their life. That's obviously a choice. But if there's nowhere to rent that's in any way affordable, is that not capitalizing on a problem?
It is capitalizing on a problem, but again, it's a free market, and I don't see why landlords have some sort of moral obligation to find you, or not you personally, but to find people a place to rent.
I never said the landlords have a moral obligation. I never said that. I'm talking about maybe the broader conversation here, mm-hmm. which is whether or not there needs to be some sort of regulation in place on this.
Let me go to Joe. Joe, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Joe?
Noel, how are you? Thanks very much for letting me come on. Firstly, just the renters have a bit of a cheek, in my opinion, and this is totally my own opinion as a landlord.
Okay.
Firstly, they think they can dictate the market. They don't understand that we actually have mortgages on a property, right? Now, I guess the mortgage is less than the rent, but that's
well, like, in some cases, but not in all cases.
Yeah,
in most cases, yeah.
Now, I had a very bad experience in 2012 at my own home. Due to work, I had to move and rent myself, and I rented my own house out.
Okay.
And the house was 12,000 worth of damage. done to the property.
How long were the tenants in it?
A year.
And in a year, they did 12 grand worth of damage?
Yeah, he had a pit bull in, there was holes in the door, there was the garden, I was getting phone calls from neighbours, Fingal County Council, about the rubbish at the back. It took me 3 skips.
Was that a private renter or was that a HAP scheme?
I went through Letton Agency in North County Dublin, and they've since went out of business, and I'd no comeback, and right. I ended up in the PRTB.
Okay.
And let me state to you, and I'll be very factual, the PRTB stand on the side of the tenant, respectable. I took €200 and flung it across the floor. Either they pursue, and I had 12 grand worth of damage versus €200 I had to pay him back because I wouldn't.
And was there any rent owed deposit. As well? Was there rent owed? Was there rent owed as well?
Oh yeah, the rent wasn't being paid. Yeah, I was getting phone calls from neighbours. The house was like a show house when I handed that over. You'd want to see it. Broke my heart. I had to get my parents down to even get people in to
try
do it all up.
Fix it up. Yeah.
And I was made redundant. That's the only reason I actually had to return back to the property. But let me tell you, on the side of the PRTB, they don't take the landlord side of it. Right. It's quite the opposite.
So you believe the PRTB, now they claim they'll do it fairly, but you believe they see you as the kind of wealthy landlord versus the poor tenant?
Yeah. Now, having said that, we owned it a second property. This was my own home. There's a mortgage on this one. Our other house there, my parents and myself went half on it. We bought that there a couple of years ago. We've since sold. We had lovely tenants. There were nurses in there. They wouldn't ring you from one end of the year to the other.
Yeah.
Be like me ringing them, just want that. And you need
it's like a taxi driver taking someone into the back of his car. It's hit and miss. You don't know who you're getting.
Yeah.
You know, and I know landlords, they have their own little rules. It's like the doorman letting the person into a nightclub. You know, you kind of have to judge, because nowadays it is obviously a good market, but you have to kind of judge who you're letting into your property, but you just don't know.
But now, can I say...
Did they have references for those individuals that destroyed your property?
Yeah, they did. They probably didn't check them out. But I've been dead white since I came down and I let myself in. And I said, issued notice. And I said, your stuff will literally be outside tomorrow.
Right.
Because he failed at all times to give me access to the premises. So I used my key and come in. There's a brand new front
door. I think there's a point where you have to.
And brand new alarm put on.
Yeah.
And all the stuff was outside in the front garden in the skip. And that's the way it was. And that's the way it is. And I'd suggest that girl there, the lovely lady there.
Imelda at the start of the show. Yeah.
That she probably send someone in and just, that's it.
Just remove the stuff and just say, listen, I've given you long enough. I think there's a point you have to, I mean, as a human being, I think there's a point you have to get to, because essentially they're squatting in your property at that stage.
Yeah.
Well, stay there for a second, because I want to go to Charles as well just before I finish. Charles, that's a shocking story. Charles, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Charles?
Oh, you're good. Good.
Charles, now, you've heard that shocking story by Joe. You know, landlords are not all bad people in cloaks running around trying to make loads of money. But you want the state to control the cost.
Yeah, because I tell you something. We can't afford now, because as you said yourself, like that the unemployment is going low, so on. And I would agree with you that, you know, that the landlords shouldn't be the guardians of the state failures. Right?
Yeah.
But on the other hand, like I'm a landlord, and I have decency, and when I hear, like, you know, charging people €2,000 for an apartment in Lucan...
Well, it's a two-bed house, tiny two-bed house.
A two-bedroom house. Now, do you know how much you would be getting in a country like France, in Paris, for €2,000? Have we forgotten?
I'd say get a mansion.
I know I'm playing the devil's advocate. Let me finish.
But you're not in France. You're in Dublin.
I'm in Ireland. Yeah. And have we forgotten that we are a bailed-out economy? Have we forgotten about that? Because when everything is rosy, it's... I mean, I'm not a communist. I love my money. So don't get me wrong. I would be kind of a middle way. But, you know, it's totally unacceptable that we know we're part of that.
I mean, but Charles, nobody is disputing the fact that it's morally wrong.
It is morally wrong.
Okay, yes, he's a capitalist taking advantage of a situation and overcharging people. He doesn't need to charge €2,000, right, for this little teeny house in Lucan. But in saying that, it's his house. That's the argument, isn't it?
Absolutely. But I mean, like, on the other hand, put it this way. I hear the other side of the story. Oh, it's my pensions and so on. Yes, that's fine. Now, have we forgotten, because it seems to me that everyone is working their asses off, excuse my language, you know, from dusk till dawn, you know, to get an apartment, to get a property, to secure the pensions. Loads of these people that they rent, and I'm talking about myself, okay? I inherited the houses. That's entitlement.
And can
entitled.
I ask you how many houses you've got, Charles?
A couple.
Okay.
Three.
Okay, three houses.
So,
okay.
You know, that's fine. Now,
and do you make a reasonable income out of those three houses every month?
No. One my mom lives in. The other one I rented out, and the other's my sister. But anyway,
okay.
She lives in there, so she rent. Now, if they're not in Ireland, okay, because I'm originally from Catalonia. But
I would have never guessed.
Okay, thank you. But there has to be some sort of a state control, because, you know, like, you could say, like, yeah, it's your, of course it's my house and I can do whatever I want. It's my house and it costed me, you know, expenses, and that's fine. But on the other hand, you know, you cannot afford yourself to charge, you know.
But see, in countries, as far as I know, in Catalonia as well, right? And in certain countries around Europe, places like Hungary, Estonia, Poland, as far as I know, when you buy a house, you don't own the land. You only own the house. And every year, 99 years or whatever it is, you must pay a lease on the land, right?
Yeah.
So that way, the government still keeps control, right? Whereas in Ireland, it's different. It's freehold.
It's freehold. And I look, don't get me wrong. Like, I mean, I hear, like, squatting stories. And, you know, like, it worries me a lot, you know, because, for example, now we have the same thing back home that, you know, if it's my second home and, you know, a group of squatters take over, I need to get an order from
the court order to get them out.
To get them out, which I think is totally insane.
Okay, but I'm running out of time, but just very quickly, Charles, I've got 20 seconds. In Catalonia, do they have rent freezes or pressure zones?
Yes, they do have that, and I can talk for myself, for my sister.
Okay.
Right? Who lives there. She has a house, she put it up for rent, and then, you know, the town hall, they said, like, you know, in that neighborhood, you know, the maximum rent you can charge, you know, is 600 a month, just to say an amount. So, up to 600 a month, it's up to you.
Okay, listen, Charles, I've run out of time, and I get what you're saying, and I get the point that you're making. Thank you very much indeed. Lovely to speak to you. All right, lovely to speak to everybody today, by the way, and a vast range of opinions.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.